Mishnah Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Stated in the Mishnah that if a tinek is on Shabbos, the bris is on Shabbos. The eighth day will be Shabbos. Shabbos is the first day, Sunday is the second day, Friday is the seventh day, and Shabbos is the eighth day. And Mingu Bizmanoi is Dechah Shabbos. If you have Mingu, there's two mitzvahs in the Torah. There's a Stam mitzvah Mingu, and then there's a special mitzvah of Bir Mashmini. If the person's Zaycha, that the baby is able to be Nimo on Bizmanoi, Bir Mashmini, that's Dechah Shabbos. And the Mishnah says that if the Tinek is Noilad on the beginning of, when we're coming into Shabbos, Friday night, Bein Hashmoshes, so Bein Hashmoshes we know is a Suffolk Yom Suffolk Laila. We're not going to go into what Bein Hashmoshes is, that's a machagas in itself, plus it starts from Shki and ends by Seis Kachavim. Which Shki is a machagas Rishonim, is a famous Rebbein Tam, and Taisis and Zvachim, Daf Nevav, Maralav, the Rebbein Tam says it goes by the second Shki, a later Shki. And when it says Sakachavim is also Machagas Barak upon him, whatever Bein Hashmoshes is, if a tinek is born Bein Hashmoshes, it's a Suffolk. If it was born on Friday, a Suffolk is born on Shabbos. If it was born on Friday, the bris should be on Friday. If it was born on Shabbos, the bris should be in Shabbos. So the Mishnah says, this child who is a Suffolk, if it was born on Friday, Suffolk is born on Shabbos, you maham the following week after Shabbos, on Sunday. Because you can't do Friday because maybe he was born on Shabbos and Friday's too early. And Friday is only the seventh day. And you can't do Shabbos because maybe really he was born on Friday. And Friday is the eighth day and Shabbos is the ninth day. And to go be Machmir and Malam on Shabbos, you can't do because it's not Mingum Bizmanai. It's a Mingum of the ninth day. And if it's not Bizmanai, it's not Decha Shabbos. So therefore, you push it off to Sunday. So again, if a kid is born on Bein Hashmoshes coming into Shabbos, you have to Shkia. It's a Suffolk if it's Friday, so if it's Shabbos, you have to push off the Mingum the next week till after Shabbos, till Sunday. That's the Mishnah. The Radvaz, it's an early Achron that the Rabbah brings down in Erechaim, Simen Shin Lamed Aleph, Sifkat and Beis. The Radvaz clears the Shaila, what if the child is born? It's a Suffolk before Bein Hashmoshes, Suffolk Bein Hashmoshes. You have a Sfek Sveka. First of all, you're not even sure. Let's say Shkia that week is 8 o'clock. And you're not sure if the kid was born before 8 o'clock, like a minute before, or the child was born after 8 o'clock. If it was born before 8 o'clock, there's no question. It was definitely Friday. Definitely the bris is on Friday. Or maybe it was born Bein Hashmoshes, and we have our Suffolk. Today, they think they're pretty careful, and they write down exactly when the child is born, but you can imagine there could be cases, scenarios where baby's born in a car, it happens also, and in all the excitement, nobody marked exactly the exact time when it was, and they knew it was around 8 o'clock. They weren't sure if it was before Shkia, after Shkia, plus Shkia, you have a Suffolk. So, Tanya
Dei Rav Azi. Just to let you know, clocks in hospitals are notoriously not accurate.
That's
and I've
okay.
seen them 3 minutes off either way from my atomic watch.
Oh, okay. So
it's the same by Denver. So
okay, so.
Even if they say 8 o'clock.
If it's right on the button, you still have a Suffolk, maybe it was before,
yeah,
maybe it was after. You should take an atomic clock with him. Take an atomic clock. Okay. But if you get this question,
it's
we
have.
But again, the Mishnah doesn't talk about this. The Mishnah talks about just the child was born Vadi Bein Hashmoshes. The Mishnah says you have a Suffolk. And we know Suffolk derives from Chumrah, so therefore we have to go with a little Chumrah, and we have to push off the bris till after Shabbos. But over here, you have a Sfek Sfek, a Tanya Vaz. The Suffolk maybe was born Vadi on Friday before Shkia. But Imtim Salim was born on Bein Hashmoshes, during Bein Hashmoshes, then also the Suffolk maybe in Bein Hashmoshes also Yom. So you have a Sfek Sfek, two Sfek is telling you there was Friday. And we have a Klal, Sfek Sfek Lakal. Oh, yes, it's all one Suffolk. Oh, very good. You're Mechamim, but we're going to get to that soon. But Maestro Dvaz doesn't say that. Dvaz considers this a Sfek Sveka. Dvaz says that you have a Sfek Sveka. L'cher, you should mal the kid on Friday. Mitam Sfek Sveka. Sfek Sveka, L'cher, you're not a place to say, is Mitam Roy, because you have Roy of Tzadim. Roy of the possibilities here is that it's Yom. There's only one Tzad that it's lying on, but you have two Tzadim that it's Yom. So it works out Roy, even though. The Neshu talks about that in Ksubis, that you don't have to say the Svek Svek is Mitam Roy, but there's a Kutzer Svek, it's in Klal Vav, Vais Yud, that says the Skomis HaChreinim is that Eim Mitzi Momen Alpi Svek Sveka. If you have Svek Sveka, even though we might see Momen Alpi Roy, but you're not might see Momen Alpi Svek Sveka, so that's a little mashma, that's not Mitam Roy. The stipling in Ksubis, the Enes Mechaz talks about this. The interesting thing is the Sfek is just being Zeraya from Ra'oh, and the stipend has Zeraya from Sheet and Gubetzes and Ksubis, that you base, B'Sham Damban. That Sfek Sveka is not Mitam Roy because you're not Maitzi Mamon. But Akoponim, when you have a Sfek Sveka over here, you should be able to mal on Friday Mitam Sfek Sveka. I would think that, you know, it's a little scary to mal a kid early, because an early mingla is not a good mingla, and the kid should go through life without a good mingla. If a person is going to mal early, you have to do a toughest on bris later on. Well, that's the halach in the Torah. Svek tells you to do like the Rav Tzadma Svek. If you have this Svek, a suffix that it was born for before Shkia, which tells you you mal on Friday, and Intim Salim was born during Bein Hashmash, also Suffolk Yom, that tells you also to mal on the day, on Friday. But the Vaz says at the end, he wants the Paskin, that no, this is not a Sveksveka. The reason why is, he says, this Suffolk, if it was born before Bein Hashmash, after Bein Hashmash, is not a Suffolk, it's a Chesor Nidia. It's just something you don't know. Kind of the Vaz, and this is a Svar brought down in Paiskim, a Suffolk has to be a Suffolk of Etzem. If you just have a Chesor Nidia because you don't know, that's not called a suffix. That's called a chesaron yediyah. There are people that are, the Chazon Ish was able to look up at the sky, or Moshe Feinstein Stam, look up at the sky and tell you if it's definitely before Bein Hashmashos or if it is Bein Hashmashos. And just, if you don't know, that's not a suffix. That's a chesaron yediyah. That doesn't create over here a suffix to create a svek sveka. Zayin tanya d'vaz. But this advaz to me is a bit so schwer, because the famous makar where we find the halacha chesaron yediyah is not a suffix, is in your day a simukaf yud, but hilchus taruvus. If a suffix, if an issa, if a dava asa falls into a pot, and you need shishim to mevatel it, and you're not sure if there's shishim in the gedera to mevatel, let's say it's an issa darabana. It's an issa darabana falls into a pot. So you're not sure if you had shishim or not. So I would think that's a suffix. I'm not sure if there's, I'm looking at this pot, I can't really be Mishaya. Are there 60 gezeisim over here? I know a gezeis of Issa fell in, but I'm not sure if there's 60 thing about it. You would think that's a suffix, a suffix of the Banan Chokal. But Shulchan Aruch Paskin, the Paiskim say no. Paiskim say that's not a suffix, that's a chesaron yediyah. Because you don't know, you can't tell if there's 60 gezeisim here in this big pot, that's not a suffix, that's a chesaron yediyah, something that you just don't know. There are chachamim that can look at a pot and they can be Mishaya, and they can tell you there is 60 over here. That would not be a suffix. You wouldn't say suffix al-hakol. That would have to be asa. You wouldn't say suffix d'rabban al-hakol on that. Where do you say that a suffix shishim is a suffix? So shteit in your day, that would be by nishbach. Let's say this again. This issa, a kzayis issa fell into a pot. And then half the pot, part of the pot spilled out. And it's gone, went in the garbage. And there's no way to be omit how much there was originally. Now you're looking at it, there's definitely no shishim. Because part of it was nishbach. But you're not sure, maybe originally there was shishim. That would be a suffix, because no one can tell you right now whether there was shishim or not. So that's called a suffix. That would be suffix d'rabban al-hakol. So going back to our suffix over here, whether it's before Bein Hashmashos or after Bein Hashmashos, this is d'rabban to nishbach. B'shas mais, you didn't know, that was takach chesaron yediyah. But now, when you come 8 days later, no one can answer your question, was the child born before Shkia or after Shkia? The Chiyav Mila?
Yeah, by the way. Ellie's saying very good.
You like that?
He's right. What do you mean? At that point in time,
And at that point in time, it's only Chesaron Yediyah, so you can never have a sex vaca.
In your case, by Mishnah, he never cleared.
Why not?
Why did you clear? Because he didn't know. He wasn't in the room.
I think if you did clear, and then later on it was Nishbach, it would still be a Suffolk, but it would be called Suffolk. I think that's Allah by Nishbach, but Nishbach could even be, even if B'shas Mais, you weren't sure. Maybe I'm wrong. We want to say that by the pot also, if B'shas Mais, Chesaron Yediyah, or Paskin, you have to go in Lechurma because you can't call this a Suffolk. And then later it's Nishbach. Maybe you're right. Okay. Well, Mais said maybe that's what the Dvasvar. The Dvasvar is, it was ready to Paskin, that that point that it's the chesaron yediyah, not a suffix. That's very good. Okay, very good. I was thinking that my kasha was the reason why the Pima Gadol B'Ki Vega say different than the Vaz. The Pima Gadol B'Ki Vega, they bring them to the Vaz, and they go and they say a different reason why it's not a suffix, not because the chesaron yediyah. So I was going to say the reason why is because my kasha. This is not chesaron yediyah. Now, 8 days later, no one knows, so it's definitely a suffix. But the Pima Gadol brings down to the Vaz, and he wants to say another reason why it's not a suffix. He says because you have a cheskas muberes. The isha was we know originally muberes, and the question is when was the later, before shkia or after shkia? So chazaka tells you keep it on a status quo as long as possible. Just cheskas muberes, mustam she gave birth as late as possible, and you assume it was by Bein Hashmashos. So mainly the first step discounts that takes off the first suffix that it was before shkia or after shkia, and all you have is the cheskas muberes on Bein Hashmashos.
Suffix, I guess,
Then Chesed Smu Beres would tell you that it was Shabbos. After.
She that's tells, on Shabbos day itself.
No, when you had it Friday night, right after, you're not sure if it happened during Shabbos.
I understand, yeah. Chesed Smu Beres would tell you that it was after.
And you'd be able to make a meal on Shabbos.
And you'd be able to make a meal on Shabbos? I don't know, I hear what you're asking. So, yeah, would the Chesed Smu Beres be enough to tell you to make a meal on Shabbos? Okay. My question of Pima Gordon was, but you may have a Cheskes Veres over here, but you also have a Cheskes Yoyim. If you want to go with Chazakis, then the question was it still Yoyim, or did it change over to Banish Marshes? So Cheskes Yoyim should tell you that it's still Yoyim. So that at least the Cheskes Yoyim should cancel out the Cheskes Veres. There is a Machagas Paisikim, Machagas Paisikim, if you say, by Chazakis, it's a Chazakis that you know is going to change. You say on that, is that a chazaka? What? The Shmaitz, the Shmaitz.
You don't say chazaka, you don't go
over, you only declare
on the
stuff
that you
want to
know. If today is the 8th day, it's not declared
the 8th. But when was the later? When was the later? You don't like Chesed Veres? When was the later? Pima Gadim says, Chesed Veres will tell you it was later. It was later.
Using the Chesed Veres of Paskin on the Benish Washes.
Oh, that was my other kasha. By every Banish Moshes, why do we always have the Sveikas of Banish Moshes? Every Banish Moshes just say Cheskes Yoyim. Say the Cheskes Yoyim is passing on that. What's Taka Teretz?
Well, that's Taka talks about that.
Very good, very good. Taka talks about that, right. Let me see if I have that, yeah.
Cheskes Beres, you don't have to come up to change it. You just say it happened later, but it's changing the end of the life.
Okay. We're gonna get to that soon. I hope.
You know this Benish Moshe. You know Cheskes Yoyim. It's a fact.
So what's that?
Whatever the character is, but my Cheskes Yoyim, you have that same. You don't have every
Benish Moshe.
You don't do.
Okay, but anyway, I think we're gonna get back to this soon. But the people go to the mindset. He wants to say because of Cheskes Yoyim Beres, that's why you don't have a success over here. But Kivega says a third reason why you won't have a sex take over here. Kivega says, this is an inyan we spoke about the rest of this tshuva in a previous year by Yaris, Savak Mekeves Chaimah, by Megillah, by Purim, in Tzimim Amtes, and by, what's the din of a Tati Desastri, by Savak Rabban al-Hakul. Kivega brings down, but Negei sex take also, there's a Tosis and Nida, the Chazayin, and other Yishayim say also, you don't say sex take al-Hakul by Tati Desastri. You have to say it both ways, and it's a steer that you don't say. And Tanya Kivega here also to be Tati Desastri. Because if you would have one child that's born, like in our case, a Suffolk before Banish Moshes or Suffolk after Banish Moshes, then you're going to have to say the Sveksveika that it's Suffolk was before Banish Moshes, and on the Banish Moshes himself, and Tipslam was born Banish Moshes, maybe Banish Moshes is Yaim. But Tanya Kivega, if you had another child that was born, like Yaakov said, he was born a Suffolk on Banish Moshes, beginning of Shabbos, a Suffolk after Banish Moshes, then you would say the Sveksveika the other way, that a Suffolk that Banish Moshes is maybe Lila and Tipslam. What? The sex was in Tipsalim, that the Suffolk was born after Banish Moshes, Vade Laila. And in Tipsalim was born before, during Banish Moshes, Suffolk the Banish Moshes is Laila also. But again, Charles, our case is the Suffolk was born before, let's say Shki is 8 o'clock and Sais is 9:30, right? So our case is the Suffolk, the child was born before 8 o'clock or during Banish Moshes, after 8 o'clock. Well, if you have another child, which is Suffolk, was born before 9:30 or after 9:30, is born during Banish Moshes or Vaday by Shabbos, Vaday Friday night after Tzitzik HaRavim.
So, just because
it's Tzitzik HaRavim,
can't wear
Suffolk. Because you can't use Suffolk to say both ways. You don't, that's Tzitzik HaRavim, that's Tzitzik HaRavim, you don't say it. If it's Tzitzik HaRavim, you don't say Suffolk either way. Since it could be a Tzitzik HaRavim. Well, you have to see the Tosis case is not complicated. I don't go into it. The whole thing with Zav.
He's saying
Suffolk goes both ways. Every Suffolk goes both ways.
Able to be
known
this Suffolk on
who's
started, and it's both Suffolk.
This is both ways.
This is Suffolk. You can't say. That's what he's saying.
Mine says Zeshtei Mishayna. We spoke about this last time. There are many cases that you don't say Sveksveika if you're going to have to use Sveksveika two ways, and it's not the
Sassi. It's able to be used.
Right. You look through the whole Tosis. I can't go through the whole Tosis now. Zayin Amar Af. You'll see the case over there, and you'll Kivegi brings other cases. Last time we spoke about this also. We spoke about it also in other cases. But that's the Kivegi Steina. The Bialoch and the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Amar Af, and the Bimaskel Ben Shmoshes. He brings them the Michas Koyin. That's one of the very early Achrayim. The Michas Koyin, the Pichadosh brings them in all the time. He wants to say a fourth reason why he won't have a Svek Seiko here. Pashut reason. This is, I think Abelny said this, that this is not a Svek Seiko at all. This is not two Svek. This is all one suffix. Kulei Chod is Svek. The Yisoyed is a famous Tosis in Ksubis Avtes. By the case of Suffolk Aynes, Tosis says Shem Aynes Chadu. Where both cases of the suffix was Maisa, all one suffix, whether it was an Aynes or not. That's not a Svek Seiko. That's one suffix. Here also, it's all one suffix if the child was born on Friday or not. We're talking about, again, the child was born before, Suffolk before Banish Moshes on Friday, Suffolk during Banish Moshes Friday night. So what was our Svek Sveka? Suffolk that was born before Banish Moshes on Yoim, and Imsim Salim was born Banish Moshes, Suffolk that Banish Moshes is Yoim. Taim Nechaz Kayin, so both of them is a Suffolk of its Yoim. So it's all Kulei Chod Sveka. It's all one Suffolk. It's not Svek Sveka to begin with. It's all one Suffolk if it was Yoim or not. That's the Nechaz Kayin. So we have a nice four reasons why it's not Svek Sveka. Again, the Radvaz says it's not a Svek Sveka because one of the Svekas is a Chsar Yedi, it's not a Suffolk at all. The Pimagadim says it's not a Svek Sveka because you have a Chesed Muberis. The Kvegas says it's not a Svek Sveka because you have Tati Desasri. And the Milchus Koyin, the Bialacha, say that the reason why it's not a Svek Sveka is because it's not two Svekas, it's Kulon Chod Sveka. There's a Sefer, Chuvas Bichas Moshe from the Lomja Rav. He was the Rav Lomja, Moshe Shatskis. He's called Lom Jerov. He was in America then in his life. He has a, in the back of the safe, he has a Kuntus Anaf Pri Yitzchak. He writes, he was a step grandchild of Bitzel Pedderberger. Bitzel Pedderberger is a famous Sefer Pri Yitzchak. And Bitzel Pedderberger, after his wife was Nifta, he married a second woman who was an Amana who had a child. And he raised that child, so it was his stepson. And this Lom Jerov was a child of that stepson. And he always looked at the Pri Yitzchak like his grandfather. It was a step grandfather, because his father was raised by him. And he went and wrote a Sefer of Ha'aris on. On his step grandfather's sefer, Pri Yitzchak, it's a shame as that. So in that sefer, Anaf Pri Yitzchak, Simon Dalad, he is a kasha. And Lamaisa, he tained is the best reason, from all four reasons, the most positive reason is a Chodim Achaz Kayin. That it's not Svek Sveke to begin with. It's Kulon Chod Sveke, it's all one suffix. In fact, the Lam Jerov, the Bechas Moshe, why did the Advaz, the Yerabba, the Pimagon, the Kiveg have to give all these other reasons why it's not Svek Sveka? Because of Chasan Yediyah, because of Chesem Luberes, because of Tati Nisasi. Why did you just say there's no Svek Sveka here to begin with? It's all one Suffolk. Why are they busy here with the Svek Sveka? So the Bechas Moshe wants the answer with a. Oh, and he gathered one more thing. He gathered the Sant, he brings down. The Emes is this whole Shayang about Mingla, this shang really comes up in more Pashta cases, the Mugan of Ram, and some Reis Samachaf. You don't have to talk about Mingla. You can talk about every Erev Shabbos, the guy's walking to Shul, and he's not sure if it's before Shkia or after Shkia. So you're not doing Malacha. The Chari should be a Svek Sveka. Let's say a guy wants to do Malacha while he's walking to Shul. Yeah. A guy wants to take a cigarette. He says, it should be a Svek Sveka. Suffolk is before Shkia, and it's more than Nimsim Salim, it's after Shkia. Suffolk, that Ben Shmashis is still Yoim. So why don't you have a Svek Sveka every time? And should be Mutter to do Malacha then. So the Magen Ram says, no, you can't rely on this Svek Sveka, and he doesn't say the reason why. The Lushi Strad on the side of Shulchan Aruch, he says the reason is because it's not a Svek Sveka, it's not a Svek Sveka, it's a Chson Yediyah. He tells it's a Chson Yediyah, and over here it's a good Chson Yediyah because it's B'shach's Meis, it's not later on. Right now, it's like, you don't know if it's before Shkia or not. Other people do know. People have a calendar, people have a watch, Pashut, you know. Many people know if it's before or after Shkia. Yours is only Chson Yediyah, you can't call that a Suffolk. That's not a Suffolk. It's only a one Suffolk of Benish Moshes. The Machzor Shekel, he says the reason because it's Kulon Chod Sveka. He says this reason. It's all one Suffolk. You have Suffolk if it's still Yom, if it's still Chol, or Shabbos yet. You know, you have Suffolk if it's Shabbos yet. Finish. You call it what you want. You call them, not sure if it's before Benish Moshes, not sure if it is Benish Moshes, and Benish Moshes itself is Yom. It's all Kulon Chod Sveka. It's Rabbi Shemin Ischarum. So over there, the Machzor Shekel is saying in that halacha the same thing as the Michas Kohen is saying in our halacha. Kiveg, when he came to Eir on his reason of Tati Desasri on the Radvaz, why does he have to write his whole Shtukot Torah on the Radvaz, give a new reason, let him write his Shtukot Torah on that Magen Avram on Erev Shabbos, say also Tati Desasri, because if you had a Suffolk, what would be Nafgamin if you had a Suffolk beginning of Shabbos, if it was Ben Shmashis, it was Vadi, after Ben Shmashis, you have to say the other way. But I think the Teretz is because in that Magen Avraham, to me, the more Pashut reason is like the Nevuah Shesrad, because the Chason Yediyah. Over there, you have a Vadi Chason Yediyah. That's what Kivega said. We'll just leave that reason. But by the Mila case, I personally held that it wasn't Chason Yediyah. I was thinking, well, it's not Chason Yediyah, because right now, 8 days later, for sure nobody knows what it was B'Shas Maisa. The Olam here wants to tell you that since B'Shas Maisa was Gepaskin, it's not Chason Yediyah. But, I mean, it remains Chason Yediyah. But maybe that's what B'Kivega saved his Hasaga on for the Advaz, not the Magen Avraham. But Al Kapanim, we're left here with the, which I think is the big kasha of the Bechus Moshe. Why the B'Kivega and all the Achreinim are busy with this Svek Sveika of Suffolk was born before Shabbos, before Ben Shemash, Suffolk was born after Ben Shemash? Why are they saying all these reasons because of Chason Yediyah and Tati Vesasri and Chesem Beberes? Why don't they just say it's not a Svek Sveika? It's Kulin Chod Sveika. He, it's one Suffolk if it's Yom or not. So the Bechus Moshe brings down a big chiddush from the Beginning Shleima. The Beginning Shleima is the Pnei Shu's Rebbe. Pnei Shu's Zayda. I think they say it was the Rebbe of the Shach. The Pnei Shu brings him down to Zayda. The older Chenim bring him down. The Beginning Shleima in Shabbos Tafam Adalad, and he wants to for Shver Rashi over there, and he says Moedig Chiddush. He wants to declare: is Banish Moshe's a simple suffix of whether it's still day or night? We just don't know, did the day end yet? Did the night begin yet? Is that all subject? Or has been a shmosh, as Pshad is, it's a zman b'fnei atzmai. As every day b'fnei atzmai. The Eibush created, there's such a thing as yom, such a thing as laila, and then there's a time of being a shmosh of itself. And the only question is what the Torah considers this time. Does the Torah give this time a din of yom, or does the Torah give this time a din of laila? But being a shmosh is not a suffering yom, it's a time for itself. It's just a suffering in din, what the halacha is. And if you say that way, that it's a time for itself, then Tak is a Svek Sveika. Because it's not Kun Lechad Sveika. It's not just all one question if it's Yom. The question is it Yom or is it Bein Shmoshes? Bein Shmoshes is not Yom. If it's Bein Shmoshes, the day ended. Only by Bein Shmoshes we have a suffix if Bein Shmoshes has a din of Yom or din of Laila. So then it would be very good why all these Achreinim consider this a Svek Sveika. The Maisa, this Chiddush from the Beginning Shleim, it's hard to hear. It's very hard. It's very schwer to say such thing that there's a time of Bein Shemashes. It's either Yom or Laila.
It's a separate thing. It's still either Yom or Laila.
Well, no. That you could see why it's a Svek Sveika.
It's dust.
What about the Master
Shekel? It's dust.
Right. The Master Shekel is not going with that. The Master Shekel doesn't hold that way, right?
No, what the dish thing, but it could be a
time. It would be like something that's a Svek Sveika. Yeah, something
Babe of Nathmai. Right. There's actually, Kvi is a Babe of I was thinking, or Tushta, what we spoke about a few weeks ago, on the Gemara Yivam Estafi Gimel says, one man the Mahal's on Dragonis is Pasha stuff, I can see the Zach in the cave, and one man the Mahal's, no, it's a third Baya. They were created Scharim, the Kavis, and Andragonis. Dragonis is a Babe of Nathmai, it's just a stuff in Din. Does he go with Alochas of a Zach, Alocha of a Gimel? But may you hear with the Svar? But if it's a separate time, then it's a Svek Sveka. It's a suffix if it's Yom, and if it's Slim, it's not Yom, it's a whole different time, suffix what that time has. Then already it's not Kulin HaSveda, that's a good teretz. The only thing that's shver to me is the whole Chiddush of the Beginning Shleima. Who says that there's a whole, that there's Yom Lang and a third thing called Bein HaShemashes? You look in the Chumash, the beginning of Pashat Bereishis, Maaseh Bereishis, the Eibush B'Shaf and Yom, the Eibush B'Shaf and Lang. It doesn't say anywhere the Eibush created Nach Zach Bein HaShemashes. It's just a suffix if it's still day or night. But then it says, I was thinking of a shtaka maka to this chiddush, that Bein HaShemashes is a time for itself. It's for Mishnah and Pirkei Avos, and Avos, Pirkei Mishnah Vav. The Mishnah says, Asod Devarim Nivru Erev Shabbos Bein HaShemashes. 10 things were created Erev Shabbos Bein HaShemashes. Ve'yom Lehem, Pi Aretz, the ability of the earth to open up and swallow Kerech Ve'adasai. Pi Be'er, that's the Be'er of Miriam, that found Klai Yisrael in the Midbar by all the Masayis to give them water to drink. Or Pi Asin of Bilon, this week's Edra, we get to mention this week's Edra. And Pashas Balak, that the PR saying that was able to talk, and seven other things. Just to mention on that Mishnah, the Mishnah says, So the Ram Divu Be'er Shabbos Bein HaShemashes. The Melech HaShleima brings down from one of the Yishenim, Bein Yehosef, that he takes out the words Erev Shabbos. He just says, Goyus, So the Ram Divu Bein HaShemashes. And I think the reason is because why call it Erev Shabbos? Bein HaShemashes is a suffix if it's Erev Shabbos or Shabbos. What's up, we should call it Erev Shabbos?
You don't say Erev Shabbos, but it was.
Right, exactly. That's what I would answer. It's telling you which day it was. Maybe it's Masai Shabbos, maybe it's Wednesday, Tuesday, you don't know. And then this is this mission that we went today in Shabbos, Al Chufam Zayin Alaf. The mission says, Bein HaShemashes Erev Shabbos. The mission also refers to, even though it's a suffix, Erev Shabbos, suffix, So like Shabbos, Mishnah refers to Shabbos just to define it. It's not so shver. Yeah, okay, yeah. But Maisi changes the gear, but okay. It's very, very disound. I said the Tveris Yisrael on this Mishnah of Asad Ram Nivu Ben Shmoshes, the Tveris so tiny is it's not the Pshat that David Shem Mamish created the Pia Asain that time, and then it lived this Asain and the bear, and these things were created, and they remained for 2,000 years until the time came in the Midbar by Bilam and Balak. The Pshat is, he says, that's not what it means. It wasn't that this Asim was 2,000 years old. It was the Ebishtha created then the Koyach that there should be such a Bria. And later, 2,000 years later, that Koyach was Yetzirah Poyel. It came out. Why does he say this? It seems, I think it's, first it was bothering him to go think that the Asim was a 2,000-year-old Asim, another Ness. But I think more was bothering the Tveris Yisrael. Since we know Banish Mosh is a Suffolk, Erev Shabbos, Suffolk Shabbos, it's Bissel Shver, how could there be any Bruyim, any creation on Shabbos? The Torah says, Yom HaShviyish Yosef Yenefash. David says, they're not created anything. But if you learn it was just a bit of a koyach, that the Yetzirah Poyel, maybe that's not considered something like a Maisa Bereishis, maybe that's bothering him. But then if the Torah still says another more to give up, and I think he's also coming to answer this kasha, what's Pshat that David should create these 10 things? But I think he says, I think he's also answering the reason why it's not a kasha how the Ebishter did these things of Bria during Shabbos, which might be Shabbos. The Teretz says, because these 10 things, every one of them, was no need to have them for Gashmius at all. They were all purely for one reason, to be later on in history, to be an Oysu Meifis Amachusa Yisbarach, to show the Malchus of the Eibishter. The Eibishter would make a nest that there would be a Pia Asain talking, and there would be a bear. For Gashmius, the Eibishter could have made Pashur rain, Mobedech HaTeva, even though it would be a nest to have rain maybe in the Midbar, but be Mobedech HaTeva, or make simple wells, wherever they went, let a well pop up. Vasepis, they had to have a bear floating around. It was just to show Malchusa Yisbarach. So Zokta Tveris Yisrael, all these things are Madrega Echa Lamata Meskunus Chedush Shabbos itself. Because Shabbos itself is Lefasa Malchusa Memshalta Yisbarach, Tveris Yisrael says. Shabbos itself is to show the Malchus and the Memshalta of the Rebbeinu Shalom. And these things are also to show the Memshalta and the Malchus of the Rebbeinu Shalom. Therefore, these things are going to have to be created on Shabbos also. So it's a Madrega Tveris Yisrael. This is Yom Tif, and there's a Chuvah Safseif in Erechaim Sumim. Hey, they also stand on the Kasha. How could it be something created on Shabbos? And they have different Tiritzim. But this is Tveris Yisrael's Tiritz. But Akoponim, what I was standing on, at least he started to mention it, was what's made the whole mission to begin with? Asod Vom Nivu Bein Hashmashis. If Bein Hashmashis is Pashad, a Suffolk, if it's still Friday or it's already Shabbos, we don't know if the day ended or not. Whose Suffolk was it? The Bein Hashem, of course, knows if it was day or night. So who's the Mishnah talking to that these things were created? Bein is talking to Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon was the only person that was there at that time. And he was watching these things be created. And he was looking at a clock and he was wondering, I don't know, is this day or is it night? I'm not sure. Right? That's not Mishnah like. Who's the Mishnah talking to? It sounds like from this Mishnah that there is a Zman Yuchid of Bein Hashmashis. And that's what the Mishnah is telling us. That these things, there is a Zman Yuchid of Bein Hashmashis. And it's a suffix of its name or online or what the Allah is.
Is it
Yom or
is it
life?
We have
suffering. Oh, in Din, okay, but that's not like that. But the Din is not Negeya. Even if it has a Din Yom, but the Mishnah can tell you, these things were created not on Friday, they were created on a different Zman. It wasn't Friday, it was a Zman Yochid of Ben Shabbos. What the Din is? It might have a Din of Friday, it might have a Din of Shabbos.
The Ben Shabbos is not because the Ben Shabbos is
not. No, I'm not bringing that right, no.
So what did I ask? How does the Ben Shabbos do it?
No, they're asking the Pasuk says that Yom Yishish Yosef Nefash. The Pasuk says David should not create anything. And here the Mishnah is saying he did create things. Teretz says Yosef Nefash only goes on mamish things which are
Shayach Tegashmi. It's not
Shabbos. maybe that's an answer, but on the Tzad of Ben Hashmash is this Shabbos, what's the Teretz of the Kasha? The Tzad of Ben Hashmash has Din of Shabbos. The Din of Shabbos, the Chayr should be Nechlal and the Din of Yom Yishish Yosef Nefash.
Bring your eye from here, the Ben Hashmash.
No, I'm not saying that. But we have no. So the Tveris Yisrael says we have mice. We don't bring a riot from here. Zok the Tveris Yisrael. There's other tourism. There's other tourism.
Right. That's what I'm saying. The kasha
Okay, that's not the way they say it. But I'm trying to bring it right from this Mishnah that there's such a thing as Beinish Moshes. If you write this Beginish Shleimah, there's such a thing as Beinish Moshes. Oh, and that's the Tveksos Tetz also, meaning it's not a Tveksveka. So going back to the other Kasha, why by every Sofak Beinish Moshes, why don't we put on Cheskas Yoyim? Agamei was this. What's the test of that Kasha? Every Beinish Moshes, why don't we put on the Cheskas Yoyim? So Stipish doesn't it also in Beya Simon Yates in the new print at Simon Chav Beis, and he wants the answer. He says there's a Mishnah Peg Zayin Hachasriris and the Kuntz Seikas Klal Dal Reis Dalad and Hey B'Shem Malad of Achreinim, and the Kuntz Seikas says that's the Ramban that he says that's Pshat Ramban and Iran in First Peg Kedushin, and Stipish is also Mitzayin to another million Simon Chav Zayin that all these Achreinim it's Moedig Bekiyas say a Chiddush that by Sveikah the Dina you don't go by Chazaka. The only time you go by Chazaka is the Safek Metzias. Something is a suffix in Metzias, then the Chazaka tells you, Mestamet happened, leaving on Chazaka can happen later. But it's a Sveika Dedina, you don't put on Chazaka. That's type of Teres. Tiny there, Benish Moshe is a Sveika Dedina. So you don't put on Chazaka same. But to me, it's a bit so schwer, because if you learn Benish Moshe is a suffix in Metzias, did the day end and the night begin or not? So why is that called Sveika Dedina? In Halacha, nobody knows the answer, but the Chay is a suffix in Metzias. So Chazaka should still help you. But if you learn Megina Shleima, that Benish Moshes is not a question if the day ended or not and the night began. The day for sure ended. The day ended. Now we're at a new time of Benish Moshes. It's a separate time. It's only a suffix what the din is if it's Yerim Alayna. That's Sveika the Dina. So it's very good why we wouldn't say, we put on Cheskas Yayim. This guy won't answer the question of Yerim Garden, but okay. There's a brace in Shabbos Aftamad on Beis. The brace says, Tana Rabbanan, Benish Moshes, Suffolk, Min HaYom, Min HaLayla. Suffolk, Kulim, Min HaYom, Suffolk, Kulim, Min HaLayla. Matin, I say, Luchay, Mishne, Yom. The Benish Moshes, the Suffolk, is this from the day or from the night? That means, Miksosai, part of it's the day, part of it's the night. Or it's a Suffolk, the whole thing is night and the whole thing is day. But the Lashon of the brace is, Suffolk, Min HaYom. And Suffolk Min HaLayla. From that, Lashon of the brace, it sounds to me like it's not a separate time, not like the Megina Shleima. There would be a separate time. The Brash is to say Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Layla, and Din. But Suffolk Min HaYom, is it from the day? Or Suffolk Min HaLayla, or is it from the Layla? That sounds more like a Suffolk Metzias. Did the day end yet or not? Did the night begin yet? It's just a Gaur. And my other sugar was also, this Bryce is telling us that there's three possibilities. Ben Shmashas could either be Kum LaYom, completely day, or it could be completely night, or it could be partly day, partly night. If you say that...
You don't have to learn
Ben Shmashas. He's Ben Yom. Okay. Well, it's a Suffolk with Din Yom or Din Layla, so you have to learn either way. But
it doesn't matter, right? If you can find the time, it's Lo Yom, Lo Yom,
but there's a suffix in din. That might be interesting. But I just want to say also, if it's a suffix, what that time is, that period of time is, then it should be either kulayim or kulayila. And din, the fact that there's a tzad that's possibly part day and part night, that sounds more like a suffix in metzias, whether the day ended or not. On the ikka kasha that the Birchas Moshe Lom Zhor was asking, why do all the achrenim have to be busy with Svek Sveika over here, with all these other reasons, why don't they just say Pasha, the Kun Lechad Sveika, it's all one Suffolk. Well, one Shugat Teretz could be, there's a King of Siakov in Avodah Zarah, Masech Avodah Zarah, Simon Tesva by Stalin, that he stells on a Tosis in Avodah Zarah, Daflam Ches, he wants to say that Tosis is Chaylik on this whole halacha of Kun Lechad Sveika. The whole Yisoid, that if the Yisoid of the Sveikas is all one Suffolk, is a Tosis in Ksubis. Daftes, in the case of Shemayin Eschadhu. That's what Tosfos says, that if both Sveikas are all really one Suffolk, it's not called a Tzvek Sveika. But Sveika is a Kashin, Chari Tosfos Vezor is Chaylik. Because Tosfos says, the Moedig Tosfos, Tosfos says over there, if you cook something in a pot, you've cooked this in a pot, and then you cooked kosher or food in the pot. So the pot would ask for the kosher food, but you have a Suffolk if it was a Ben Yemi or not. The halacha is only at the same day that you cook chafe in the pot, that same day that you cook kosher in the pot, ben yomai, it asks the kosher food. But if it's ain't a ben yomai, if it was cooked, or even milchus of fleishiks, if the milchus was more than a day old, it won't ask the fleishiks that was cooked the next day, because it's ain't a ben yomai. So if you have a suffix, if you have a suffix that was ain't a ben yomai or not, and then you had a second suffix, that maybe the issa that was cooked in the pot was nice and tamei fgam. You're not sure. If something was nice and tamei fgam, a little bit was spoiled, that also doesn't assa the next food that you cook in it. So Taisa says that's a svek sveka. Because you have a safek if it's a ben yoyme or ain't a ben yoyme. And in tim sungayme, it's a ben yoyme, maybe it was nice and tamei fgam. So Taisa says that the food is kosher. In fact, the stipler, why don't you say kulin chad sveka hi? Because even the safek of ain't a ben yoyme is beside a nice and tamei fgam. The reason why the second day doesn't ask it is because the time is already a little bit pogum. It's already, it's old, it's a little spoiled. So it's really all kum lecha desvekehi. Why is it called sexy? Because the second one's the time, the gechidish, this test is chalk and I decide that if the reason for the, it may be kum lecha the time, but if each time came from a different tziba, came from a different matzv, that's still called a sexy. So if he's there, that's maybe why all the chayinim want to go even going to this test and be busy with them to explain why it's not sexake over here. This would also maybe answer Kivega's Akash and Shechon Darach in your day is some Reza Gimel, Sif Gimel, the Bihalacha that we mentioned before brings it down also. There's a Santer Amor, there are more passes than Hilchus Chodosh. The din is that Midaraisa, anything that, any tfu that grew this year is Asa Mitam Chodosh. Asa is the din of Chodosh, Asa Tid, until passes by the second day of Pesach. Second day of Pesach is the Yom Ha'Omer, either you have to be Mak of the Omer or the day of a Kervis Omer has to be a spot, then it becomes Yashan. Then you're allowed to eat it. So Zokta Ramah, that our Tfu, at least in times of Ramah, in those days they were never sure when that Tfu grew, time to Ramah, all our Tfu will be Mutim Mitam Svek Sveka, because the Suffolk is from last year, and Intim Slim is from this year, it was a Suffolk that maybe was Nishrash before the Omer, before the second day of Pesach. So, and second day Pesach passed by on the Nishrash also. And the halach is, as long as it was Nishrash, it took root, the wheat, that's already enough for the Omer to be matir. So it's a svek sveka. Safek was last year or this year. And Nintim Sum was this year. Maybe it was this year from before Pesach, and Pesach passed by. In fact, in Kiveg, this is Shem and Ischatu. This is all one Safek. Safek doesn't care anymore. So. Well, I was thinking that you need at least chopachas two different matzavim, but this is also maybe two different years, two different crops will be two matzavim. Either it was from this crop, and it was from this year's crop. Maybe it was still from maybe it was still from before the Omer. So pelin de gamor. So according to the type of chiddush that there's a toisus and the vezor that's chaylik on the toisus and subas and says you don't say kulin chadisveki. Maybe that's what the Ramah means. But l'mayis the kasha bite the kasha. Why the Ramah will be making like the toisus and the vezor, not like the toisus and subas. And also this whole diak and toisus and vezor is a moedik chiddush that I don't think any of the pesukim say that anyone is chaylik on toisus and subas that you don't say shemayin eschadu. This is type of chiddush that he wants to say. He's asking a shtak a kasha. He's asking a shein a kasha the toisus and vezor. But the ghost is such a chiddush. That it's such a sheet that it doesn't hold of Shem Ayin Eschadu, that Kulun Chadisveki, it's Mayur Degah Chiddush. And the stipend is Mayur Degah Nivus, he writes on that piece, Ve'eini Oime B'dinei Svek Sveke, V'Rashamti Rakhna Zikaren. I'm not holding now Dinei Svek Sveke, I'm only writing this to remember it. La'ayim B'zeh B'shasa Esek B'dinei Svek Sveke. That I should look into this later on when I learn Hil Svek Sveke. So he himself mentions Mayur Degah Chiddush. Okay, I wanted to speak also about Kivega in the Dorim, that's some of Tehsim Beis. And also that the king is right and the king of Siakas in Beya, but it's going late, maybe another time.